The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
So as you all know, this shiur is usually dedicated to a sugya of the weekly parsha, or in Yonah the Yoimah. And in the past few months, in this entire era, in this entire tkufa, many times I apologized or explained that the Yonah D'Yoyim is also COVID-19, the corona pandemic. And today we start off with Parshas Shavua, but I also will address the question that I was asked by many, many Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael and in America, and many lay people, and Amchu Beis Yisrael. And I've been asked this question since it became known that we do have a vaccine. So one gets the vaccine, does he need to say Shechiyonu or Hatoyva Hameitev? So last week we spoke about the vaccine and I made my opinion very clear that people should vaccinate. And I said that when my time will come, when I will be summoned or invited, I will take the vaccine. So Baruch Hashem, yesterday I took the vaccine. I'm not a performer, so I did not ask them to make a video clip. People will need to trust me and believe me. No videos. But yesterday I took the vaccine, Baruch Hashem. So by the legal standards, I'm an old man, and that's why I got the vaccine. I strive all my life to be an old man also by Chazal's definition, the way Chazal are mefarash define v'hodar tu pnei zokein. I hope to be an old man, a zokein, according to Chazal. But I seem to be considered an old man according to legal standards. So yesterday I got the vaccine, and Baruch Hashem, I feel great. I have slight pain in my left arm, but that is to be expected by every vaccine. Very slight pain. Doesn't cause me any bittul Torah, Baruch Hashem. And besides that, I feel great. So in another 20 days, I need to get the second part of the vaccine, and I hope and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should be well. And I wish everyone, I really hope that people will take the vaccine. I did. It is definitely something I think is the right thing to do. But let me wish everyone, those that will vaccinate and those that will not, they should all know good health and refuas and yeshuas and simcha and nachas. None of us should know pain and suffering, chas v'shalom. So how does the Birchas Shechiyonu and the vaccine come into the Vachatika Parsha, this week's Parsha? The story of Yosef and Yaakov and Yosef's brothers, this week comes to a dramatic climax. When Yosef suddenly reveals his true identity to his brothers, and when Yosef meets Yaakov Avinu, V'yese Yosef es merkavta v'yal l'krayas oviv Yisroel oviv goishno v'yero eila v'yipal al tzavarov v'yevk al tzavarov oid. Rashi brings Yaakov Avinu koro kriya shema. Did he say Birchas Shechiyonu? We don't find it in Chazal. Did Yosef say Birchas Shechiyonu? So on Sima Reish Chofei in Shulchan Aruch, and it's a sugi Masechet Brochos, Haroya Chaveiro Liyachas Loishim Yoim, says Shechiyonu. After 12 months, he says Machaya Mason. Yaakov Avinu saw Yosef after 22 years in which he was mourning. V'yemoein lihinochem. He was inconsolable. No one could console him and be menachem. 22 years of mourning. We could just try to imagine how immense, how unbelievable Yaakov's simcha was. And Yosef as well. Yosef as well. We do not find that they made the Shechiyonu. Maybe they did. The fact that Chazal don't say it doesn't mean they didn't. And generally, I always apologize and explain, we don't have any kashas on Masa Yavoi. So all the questions we ask about Avraham, Yitzhak, Yankov, the Shvotim are only a springboard, only a platform to discuss sugyas. So what I want to discuss today is Birchas Shechiyonu in general. So in Birchas Shechiyonu, we find an Eruv in Daf Mem Amid Beis that there are Shnei Dinim, two different Dinim and Alochas in Birchas Shechiyonu. Birchas Shechiyonu on Sholosh Regolim, on Yomim Toivim, and on Mitzvah Shabois Mizman Lizman, that Birchas Shechiyonu is a Choivo. Birchas Shechiyonu. And Peres Chadoshim, Kelem Chadoshim, new fruits that you eat once a year, new garments, new begodim, is Ereshus. Ben Kach or Ben Kach, there's a most fundamental question that has been bothering me for decades, but I also have an answer for decades, but most people don't think of it. We have two brachas that are mina Torah. Berachas Hamazon Lekulei Alma. You got a bench when you eat bread. And that is a pasuk. Mikro mole diber akosef. V'yochalto v'savoto v'varachto v'shem rakecha l'oros atoy v'ashen osan lach. Berachas atoyr according to most Rishonim is d'oraisa. Not all of them. But that is also the opinion of the Bis Yosef and Simemem Zayin. Berachas atoyr d'oraisa. And Chazal ask, how do we know Berachas atoyr? Brachas chof alaf omed alaf. There are three different categories of brachas, three different fundamental categories, three types of brachas. Berachas Anenen, Berachas HaMitzvah, Berachas HaShevach. So regarding Berachas HaMozen, it's a posik. Regarding Berachas HaToyr, it's a sugya. Menolan, Berachas Chof Alaf Omed Alaf. Berachas Anenen, a big sugya. Berachas Lamed Hay Omed Alaf, the beginning of Ketzed Mevorchim. First, Chazal want to bring psukim, from which we learn and derive that we're supposed to make a brocha on hanos, on achila v'shtia, on eating or drinking. The conclusion of the sugi is svori. Oser odem she'enem oylem ezebeli brocha. How do we know berachas hamitzvah? Once again, sugyas. Safri. Parshas kisavoi. And the Safri says, Vidyu Maisres. Loishu chachti melevorechacha. And the Rishonim explained that means Berachas HaMitzvos. And a Froshes Tumas HaMaisres. The Yushalmi has a different source. Brochas Memalaf Omid Beis. Luchoisu Even. HaToyre VaMitzvah. Iskish Mitzvah LaToyre. Keshem Shemavorech HaToyre. Kach Mavorech HaLaMitzvah. So each of these brachas has a source, either in Teres Moshe, and the Gemara deals with the question, how do we know, and what is the rationale of these brachas? All of them besides Berachas HaShevach. And that's a huge question, why? Berachas HaShevach is a very big category. Shehechiyonu, HaToiva HaMeitev, are just one or two of the many Berachas HaShevach. Nowhere do we find in Shas, neither in Bavli nor in Yerushalmi, Menolan. Why? How do we know? Halaydavo. So my Talmidim know, in my opinion, when we have a huge question like this one, it's not enough to give a teretz. We need to explain why it's not a question. If we have a teretz, then we would expect the Rishonim to ask the question and give the answer. Not only don't we find in Bavli and Yerushalmi a sugya discussing how do we know about Berachas HaShevach, we also don't find any of the Rishonim that ask this question. And that is why I think the Teretz has to be a very simple one. So the Rambam, in an amazing line, the beginning of Hilchas Brachas. Hilchas Brachas, Perek Aleph, is clearly structured. First halacha in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph, the Rambam deals with Berachas HaMozon. And the Rambam says it's a posuk. Halacha beis, berchas hanehenin, which are most closely related to berchas hamazon. Berchas hamazon is the brocha achrayna on pas. The Rambam says, kishem shetzorach levorach al hamazon, kach berchas hanehenin. Anything you eat, anything you drink, before and after, brocha reshoina, brocha achrayna. Halacha gimel, the Rambam writes, kishem shemavorach al hanoa, kach mavorach al kol mitzvah v'mitzvah, and that is berchas hamitzvah. And the Rambam says, Brocho is rabo is tiknu chachomim derech shevach voidoye vebakosha, kedei liskoir es aboirei tomid. Kedei liskoir es aboirei tomid. And then in Halacha Daled, the Rambam says, starting to specify, what are those broches? Brocho is shetiknu chachomim derech shevach, Voidoye v'tvila, kedei liskor es aboiro uli yiro oisoi. The rationale and the objective of birchas hashevach voidoye and bakosha are liskor es aboire tomid uli yiro oisoi. Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam sefer amaspek la'ovdei Hashem. Rabbeinu Menoyach on the spot, the beginning of Hilchos Brochos, right. What does the Rambam mean, birchas voidoye? Al derech shevach oidoye vebekosha. Birchas tfilo and birchas kriya shema. No. Also birchas tfilo and kriya shema, but not only. Bakosha is birchas tfilo. Primarily the brochas amtsoyes of the Shema Yisrael. Bakosha is tzrochi. Yes, the first three brochas are shevach. Birchas kriya shema are shevach. But there are many more, including Shehechiyonu, Toiv HaMeitiv, Berchas HaGoyma, Berchas HaShachar. So let me explain. The Rambam writes, Berchas HaNehenin, Berchas HaMitzvah, Berchas HaShevach. But the Rambam divides Berchas HaShevach, Shevach Oidoye v'Tfilo. Abu Darham makes Tfilo a separate category. It's just a question of terminology, of categorization, but there's not really a machloikas. So berachas hashevach are the first three brachas of Shema Yisrael and many others. Oise masa bereishis, koichui vigvorose moli yolam, in which we sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the amazing Bria. Berchas Ha'idoya, giving thanks and gratitude for personal chasodim. Berchas Ha'goimel, when a person is salvaged from danger, when his life was in danger and he survived. Many other brochas which are Berchas Ha'idoya. Shechiyonu. So we have Shevach, we have Adoya. Berchas Ha'tfila are Bakoshes Tzrochim. But not only Shmoinesa, Tfilas Aderech. We plead with the Kodesh Baruch Hu to save us and to guard us. V'harevenu Hashem Elokeinu is also a Bakosha. So we have Shevach, Hoidoya, Bakosha. Bakosha, we do find a Sugya. Tanas Bezo Medalef. Safri, Olav de Bechalavavcha, Meza Vodeshulev Zibut Tfilo. But Shevach and Oidoya, we don't find a sugi in Shas. So the Rambam says, Liskoir es aboire tomid, uli yiru oisoi, that is Shevach v'Oidoya. I think Shevach v'Oidoya are so fundamental that it's a milsa de pshita. Keshemesh betzuraim, kebeese bekutcha. It's not even a question, why? How do we know? That's Tachlis Abriya. That's why we're here. The Novi Yeshayahu Perik Mem Gimel says, Amzu Yutzarti Li Tihilosi Yisaperu. The Radak on the spot writes, Kedei Shetihilosi Yisaperu. That's why we're here. That's the Tachlis of Klal Yisrael. And another opportunity I explained, why are we all called Yehudim? Yehuda was one out of 12 tribes. Why are we all called Yehudim? The Koyanim, the Levim, Shevet Levi, everybody is a Yehudi. Because the name Yehuda is all about thanks and gratitude. Hapam oide es Hashem. And that is the tachlis of Klal Yisrael. That's why we're here. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us out of all the other peoples and nations. And the Ramban Sof Parshas Boy writes, Tachlas ha-yetzira ha-rashoyne ve-ein la-elyon chifetz betachtoynem ki-im shi-yeda ha-odom vi-odele eloikov shi-baro'oi. So the emphasis of the Ramban is on hoidoya. The emphasis of Yeshayo Anovi is on shevach, tirosi yesaperu. But these are fundamentals. That is the tachlas of Klal Yisrael and the tachlas of Bria. You have to be a Ramban to have the courage and the authority to write. Tachlas hayetzira harashoyne ve'ein la'elyon chayfetz betachtoynem ki'im. Every time I quote these words, I'm stirred. That is all it's about. And therefore, Chazal don't need to ask, why do we say Birchas Shevach v'Hoidoya? Because that's why we're here. That's our destiny, that's our shlichus, that's our mission. Tilosi yisaperu. Ein le'elyon chayfetz v'techtoinem ki'im shiyeda ha'odam v'yodele eloikov shebaroi. So that is fundamentally about Birchas Shevach v'Hoidoya. Let's get back to Shechiyonu. So the Gemara Eirevin says there are two different dinim. Shechiyonu on Chagam and Mitzvahs, Choivo, Pri Chodosh, Beget Chodosh, Rishus. Is it Rishus? Mamish Rishus? Big Machloikis. Sefer Hu Eshkoil, Birchas Hoidoya Simen Chav Gimel, writes, Pri Chodesh Beget Chodesh, Choivo Levorech, not a Rishus. When I quote the Sefer Eshkol, I just need to mention there's some controversy regarding Sefer Eshkol, whether it is authentic or not. It was first printed about some more than 200 years ago by one of the great Gedolim of that era with a Perish Nachal Eshkol. He was a tzaddik. He wasn't involved in any way in forging a manuscript, a Ksav Yad. But there's questions whether it is an authentic manuscript. He was definitely innocent and so we didn't know the final verdict, but somewhat of a question. But anyway, Sefer Eshkol, Choyva, Tshuvas Chasam Sorva Chaim Simen Nun Hei, seems to lean that it's a Choyva Mamish. And when the Gemara Nehrevin says Rishus, all the Gemara means to say is, it's a Rishus because you don't need to buy a new suit. And you don't need to eat new fruit. That's why it's a reshus. It's voluntary. But if you did eat new fruit or buy a new suit, you are have a chiyuv, an obligation to say the bracha. That is contrary to Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Reish Memhei, and once again Reish Nun, and the Ramo, and the Shulchan Aruch. All the major poskim say no. There's a difference in the essence of the brachos. Not only in the essence of what are you saying the bracha about? It's a different type of bracha. Yomim toivim, shorosh regalim, mitzvahs is a chayva, is an obligation. Pri chodesh, beget chodesh is voluntary, is a reshus. The netziv as a gavalde gechidish, brachas lamed zayin. The netziv generally is a chadshin in halacha. The netziv differentiates between roya pri chodesh, roya beget chodesh, which is reshus. Bono bayis chodesh is a chiyuv. It's your home. You derive direct pleasure and joy and benefit. That's different. But all the rishonim and major poskim say bayis chodesh, ishu chadosh, beged chodesh, pri chodesh, all the same din. And those are rishus. However, reish chov gimel, Sif Aleph, when the Mechaber says, Mishiol d'ishto nekei v'yavorach shechiyono, and the Ramo writes, Yesh lahokel, because it's only a broches rishus, v'noagim lahokel b'broches elu. And the Mugna Rom Sif Kut Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah and the Spat, and this Mishnah Berurah is three different places, Reish Chof Gemel, Reish Chof Hei, Sif Kut Tes, I think, Reish Yutes b'aloch Sif Dalet. Mishnah Berurah writes, even though it's a reshus, ain levatel, of course it's a mitzvah. You don't get punished if you don't say Shechiyonu. That's what Chazal mean when they say it's a Rishus. But you get reward if you do say, and Ein Levatel, of course you should say this Brocha, you should say this Shechiyonu on Pes Chodoshim and on Beget Chodosh. Actually, that the Ramon Da'aka Moshe says that. So why does the Ramon Reish Chov Gimel write it's a Rishus? And not in Reish Chov Hei. Reish Chov Hei is the real simon about Shechiyonu. Pri Chodesh, Beget Chodesh, Roya Chaveiro Lachesh, Loishim Yoim. That's where all the halachas of Shechiyonu are. Reish Chov Gimel is just
Kol Halashon.
Mishyaldo Ishto Nekev. And that's why my feeling would be, regarding the other Birch Shechiyonu, Kvakosav Adarka Moshe She'ein Levatel. It is only that specific brocha, Yoldish Tanakeva, that the Ramo says, one should be makel, you don't say the brocha. And when the Ramo says, Nagu Lahokal B'brocha Selo, he says that with critique, with criticism, not that that's right. And that was the understanding of the Mugra Rom and the Mishneh Brura. So anyway, Ein Levatel Bechino. Some Achroinim maintain, Shaviu Alei Choivo. I think a few weeks ago I dedicated one of the weekly shiurim to Shaviu Alei Choivo. And I brought about 15 sources. Memerchavei Hashas, Shulchan Aruch, more than 15. Won't go over it, but some Achroinim say, even though Shechiyanu on a new fruit, a new suit, Kelem Chadoshim, fundamentally, by Chazal's ruling, it's only Rishus. Kiblu alei achoivo. And it has transformed to achoivo. Mogen geboirem reish chof hei. Mogen geboirem is one of the choshev achoinim quoted by the Mishneh Brura constantly. And I just need to share this because I don't think everybody knows. Who is the Mogen geboirem? Two youngsters. Giants. Brothers-in-law. Rabbi Yosef Shor Natanzan, ultimately to become the Pshoei Lameshev, and his brother-in-law was 4 years older than him, Rav Moshe Zev Ettinger. And when the Mogen Geboirem was published, Rabbi Yosef Shor Natanzan was 19 years old. Unbelievable. His older brother-in-law was 23. And it wasn't the first Sefer they published together, it was number two. First Sefer Rabbi Yosef Shor was 17, right after his wedding. Unbelievable. So take a 19-year-old yeshiva boy, Efroyach Shaloi Niftachu Einav. And when Rabbi Yosef Shor was 19, published the Sefer Mogen Geboirem, and it's considered one of the Choshev Achroinim, quoted La'orko V'la'rochbo by the Mishneh Brura. Mogen Geboirem Reish Chofei argues, Kibro Alei Achoivo, the same we find in Tshuvas Ksav Soifas Simen Chofei. So anyway, yes, we should say this bracha. My Rebbe, Kloisenberger Rebbe Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Vrocha, I assume that is the Mesoides from the Divrei Chaim. In Sanz, they don't say a Shechiyonu on Peres Chadoshim and on Beget Chadosh. Based on the Ramo, it's a Rishus. Yesh Lahokel. But that is not the opinion of the majority of Achroinim, including the Mishneh Brura. One should say. Could one say Shechiyonu even on different things that we do not find in Gemara, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch? We do find specific halachas. Roya chaveiro lachesh loishim yom. Pri chodesh. Beget chodesh. When a person has a baby. Could he say about anything that brings him zoi and happiness? Or do we find a common denominator at Tzad HaShava between those that we do find in Shulchan Aruch? So what is the common denominator of the Tzad HaShava Bechei Shechiyonu? I think, first of all, it needs to be something new. Peres Chodoshim. Beget Chodesh. A new baby. Roech HaVeir Lecha Shloshim Yom. It is considered as if a new experience. Time has passed. I think the other point would be when by seeing you derive joy, there are things make you happy just to see them. a new baby, a person you dearly love and you haven't seen him for a while. Beged chadash, peres chadashim. Only if it's yours. You bought this and you're already happy that you will enjoy. I don't think people are very happy to see a vaccine. It's not a very beautiful thing to see. It's not like a beautiful fruit, beautiful suit, person, a baby. I don't think it makes you especially happy to sit in a hospital room or in a clinic and see a little bottle of a vaccine. So would one say, Birche Shechiyano, when he gets the vaccine, it's not a purchase. It's not buying something that you will enjoy later. So I don't think we have any source about saying a brocha on a vaccine. And this brings us to a more fundamental question. The fact that Birche Shechiyano is a reshus, does that make it harsher or more lenient? If it's the reshus, does that mean we need to minimize or maximize? That's a big machloikas and achayinim. Simetof lamed beis. You all remember, tof lamed beis is not hilchas brochas, it's hilchas pesach, biya chometz, bdikas chometz. So some achayinim, great poiske maintain, you gotta make a shechiyano on bdikas chometz. It's a mitzvah bor zman zman. It's once a year. Why don't we say a shechiyano? The drisha and the pri chodosh both write. We do not find in any poisik that we make a shechiyano on bedikas chometz. However, it's a reshus anyway, so why not? It's a reshus anyway, so why not? The drish and the pri chodesh, two giants of the greatest poiskim, argue if it's birchas a reshus, it's voluntary. So you could volunteer as much as you wish. So we don't find it. But even what we do find is not a chiyuv. A brocha that's a chiyuv, we need to clearly define what are the limits and the boundaries of this chiyuv. When is a person chayiv and when he's potter? And if he's potter, he can't make the brocha. But if it's anyway a voluntary basis, then make a brocha b'dikas chometz. We don't find. Maybe there is no chiyuv. So it's a berachas hareshus. But that goes against the vast majority of poiskim based on Tshuvas HaRashba I quoted before. Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Reish Mem Hei, and Reish Nun. Da'aka Moshe, all the major poiskim, no. The fact that Birche Shechiyano is a reshus means you need to minimize, not maximize. You need to do your best to stay away. Unless we have a clear source to say Birche Shechiyano. Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Yoredei Reish Mem Zayin writes, Sofek Broches Lehokel. But not every Das Yochid is a Sofik. If according to the majority of Poiskim you say a Brocha, then you say a Brocha, even though there might be some Poiskim that question the need to say the Brocha. Birche Shechiyano is different, is an exception, because it's a Rishos. And therefore we should be Machmer. Even if there's a Das Yochid that you don't say a Brocha, you don't say the Brocha. And the Chasam Sofer follows the mainstream of Poiskim. The fact that there is a reshus means you need to stay away. And you don't say this brocha unless it is clear that you should. And that is the opinion of most poskim, which brings us to another discussion. Bechlal, do we say on Birche Shechiyano, Sabal, Sofek Brochas Lo'okal. Everyone quotes the Bach and Semen Chof test. The Bach says, by Birche Shechiyano, we don't say Sofek Brochas Lo'okal. So the rationale of the Bach is not because reshus. Different knaich, a different touch. The Bach says, it's all about simchas aleiv. I am happy with a suffolk brocha, with a suffolk mitzvah. So why can't they say shechiyano? You don't say shechiyano on the mitzvah. It's not like berches ha-mitzvah. If you didn't do a mitzvah, then it's a brocha levatola. No. Shechiyano is about simchas ha-mitzvah. So even a Suffolk mitzvah brings you simcha. That would not be a brocha levatola. And therefore we don't say Suffolk brochas la'akal. Tzlach Brochas Simen Samach supports the Bach. So do we find in Eliyahu Rabbi Simachov Beis. But, however, I don't think that's halacha psuka. Some achronim realize that there's a stira in Bach, going back to Tof Lamed Beis, Bedikas Chometz. Regarding Bedikas Chometz, the Bach says, you don't say a brocha because Sofik brocha is local. And that contradicts the Bach in Simachov Tes, that regarding Shechiyonu, you don't say Sofik brocha is local. Two against one. Tshuvas Abach Simen Kuf Lamed Beis. Once again, Sofek Brochas Lokal if you have a Sofek in Shechiyanu. So two against one. Toiv Mashnayim in Oechod. That's a posuk. When we closely examine and analyze the three sources of the Bach, to me it seems clear the Bach in Simachov Tes just writes it Bederech Kiddush. It's not a psak. Tshuvas Abach. He once again says that same chiddush. Maybe by Sheikh Yoni we wouldn't say Sofek Brochas Lahakal, but he retracts. And he says, La Locha Yesh Lahachmiya. And therefore, when we have a Sofek about Birchas Sheikh Yonu, we should not say. And that is the reason yesterday when I went to Shari Tzedek Hospital and I got this vaccination, I did not say a Shechiyonu, nor a Toiva Ameitev, nor a Machaya Mesim. But what I did say is a tefillah, which many people aren't aware of, but it's brought in all the poiskim. What I did say is, Yerotzim Alfonechu Hashem Elokeinu Velakeo Veseinu, Shiyaheli Eisig Zele Rafua, Ki Roife Chinom Oto. And I said the nusach that we find in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, there are slight differences in different poiskim. That is the nusach I said, and that is what you should say. Not only when vaccinating, any medical procedure, you're taking medicine, yirotzoy. Rabbeinu Yonah writes on the posuk, b'chod rochecho deyehu v'hu yashor chesecho. Person should be accustomed to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a constant basis. Whatever he needs, whatever he does. B'chol drochecho deyehu v'hu yashor chesecho. Especially when we're dealing with medicine. When we're dealing with refuas, we need so much siyata d'shmaya. So last week we discussed the vaccine. Yeah, I don't think it's any real level of danger. It's a safe vaccine. B'siyata d'shmaya. But, as everything in medicine, things could go wrong. And sometimes they do go wrong. So you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yerotzim Alfonecho Hashem Elokeinu Velakeo Veseinu, Shiyaheli Eisig Zele Rafua, Ki Roi Fechino Matu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Roi Fechino, man. We're all at His mercy. So once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should safeguard all of us. Those that take the vaccine, and I hope everybody does. Those that will choose not to take, they should be well as well. They are precious. They're wonderful Eden. They might be mistaken, but they're still very dear. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should safeguard everyone we only hear. P'soides toivis Yeshuas v'lachomais. So this week's Parsha has an other climax. We started with a meeting of Yaakov and Yosef, father and son. But then Yosef introduces Yaakov Avinu to Paroi. And Paroi asks, Kama Yemei Shnei Chayach? Yaakov responds, and I think never in history did a person give such a complicated, long, convoluted response to such a simple question. What is Paroi asking? How old are you, mister? What does Yaakov say? Yemei megurai shloshim u ma'as shono. Ma'at v'roam hayu yemei shnei chayai. V'lo hisigu yemei shnei chayai avoisei b'yemei megurim. He didn't ask, how do you do? How was your life? Tell me about yourself. He asked, how old are you? What is Yaakov saying? Lani is daiti, and I said this many, many years ago when it's printed in Minchas al Shehala Taita Sichis. I think it's Taita Semis. There is not one spare word in Yaakov Avinu's response. Yaakov Avinu hears a question, Kami Yameshin Echayecho. He's taken aback. He's frightened. B'mokam sh'atomoytze gedolos n'shamatomoytze invasenusam. Yaakov HaTzadik. That's the way the Rambam calls Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov HaTzadik. Look at the very vast halacha in the Rambam in Hilchos Chirus. Sof Hilchos Chirus. Yaakov HaTzadik is an anvasan. He's the most humble person. Kutointi makol achasodim. Yaakov shudders. He wants to know about Chayim, but Rishoim b'chayein kruyim meisim. Tzadikim b'misosim kruyim Chayim. Once a month we try to define Chayim. What is life? And that is in Berachas HaChodesh, Shabbos Mevorachim. Chayim sheyesh ben mavster v'yoshamayim. Chayim sheyesh ben yoshamayim v'yereschet. Chayim sheyesh ben busho ochlimo. So Yaakov says, what do I say now? What do I say now? How much life did I have? True life, real life. Chaim shel Toiro. So Yaakov says, Yemei Magurai, Shloshim Amashuna. I've been around. I've been roaming the face of earth. I've been around. I've been here 130 years. But if you want to know about Chaim, Ma'at v'ro'am hayu yemei shnei chayai, v'lo yesigu yemei shnei chayai, avoisai b'yemei megurayim. So Yaakov says, by my great father and grandfather, they were giants, they were tzaddikim. Every day in their lives was chayim, was yemei chayim, Avraham zokem bobi yomim. We spoke about the posuk Avraham zokem bobi yomim. The Zohar says, every day, each and every day testified before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How Avraham made the most of every day, how he took advantage of every day, how he utilized every day to Abotzes Torah, to Kiddushem Shemayim. So Yaakov says, my great parents, my father and great father, there was a total correlation between Yemei Migureyem and Yemei Chayeyem. But by me, the two parted. Shloshim v'mashon ayu Yemei Mugurai. Ma'at v'ro'am ayu Yemei Shnei Chayai, v'lo yesigu Yemei Shnei Chayei, avoisai b'yemei migureyim. Did Parai understand what Yaakov said? I can only guess not. But obviously he didn't care too much because he didn't ask for an explanation. So what we take away from Yaakov Avinu is not every day you're around is really a day of life, of chayim. And we need to try to correlate Shnei Migureinu im Yemei Chayeinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a point in his Torah to let us know. That is what Yaakov Avinu said, because he was such a tzaddik and such an anav. But it's not true. Very first posuk in Parshas V'yechi that we will read next week. V'yechi Yaakov b'yeretz Mitzrayim 17 shana. V'yehi yemei Yaakov shnei chayov. Once again we find dual language, double language. V'yehi yemei Yaakov shnei chayov sheva shonim v'arbom u'ma'as shana. Ka'avraham, ka'ach Yitzchok, Kach Yaakov. Every day of Yaakov's life, like Yitzchok and like Avraham, bo biyomim. Every day of his existence, every day he breathed and walked the land, was chayim. V'yehi yemei Yaakov shnei chayov sheva shanim v'arbom u'ma'as shanim. So each and every one of us has to realize that life is a mission and we're here to serve. And at the end of the road, the Beis Din Shel Mala and the Day of Judgment, yes, every day will shine before our eyes. Lahavdil elef alfei avdol is like a video screen. And we will go back b'menheret hazman, in the tunnel of time, and each day will stand and testify, how did we spend this day? Did you make anyone happy this day? I taught my children since they were infants, before you go to sleep every night, you need to ask yourself, did I bring a smile on someone's face today? Did I make someone happy today? Did I teach Torah today? Was I Mekadesh Shem Shemayim today? So we can only hope that Yemei Migureinu and Yemei Chayenu should somewhat coincide. They should somewhat be correlated. So Shekodesh Boch Yezor, Laman Kvayt Shemoy, we should be Zoych Rakadesh Shem Shemayim, Lagdol Torah Nadiro, Lahar B'Sholoim Ba'Oilam, Talmid HaChachom Imam Shalom Yerim, to enhance Ava v'achva v'sholom v'reyes. And we should deserve b'kura b'yameinu, to be as Moshiach tzedkeinu and binyan beis amigdash b'mheiru v'yameinu. Amen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.